Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. You know what they say?
What do they say?
First off, I love a multitasker. Mary is currently, are those 3 pounders?
I got 2 3-pound weights.
2 3-pound weights. She's doing some hammer bicep curls right now. Very Ben Aldis of you. He loves a hammer curl. And you know what she said? You got to keep it going, Courtney. I got to get it in.
I've been working out for 2 days. I can't even hit the third. This is my excuse because I have to do this podcast. I couldn't work out today.
Oh, don't you hate when that happens?
That's why I'm doing arms as we podcast. So
I mean,
I'm
a multitasker. You know, we got to put on, I wish I had my, like, you know, there's the wrist weights.
Yes.
I love a wrist weight. Do you have the Bala ones? I have that and the Obey ones.
I have the Obey ones. Thanks, Dorinda.
Yeah, thanks, Dorinda. But you know what I was thinking? Like when you introed yourself, is like, you know how they say when you're on the phone with someone, you can tell when they're smiling?
Oh, you
I could tell.
My smiles.
I
mean, you could
I could
it.
See it in the video, but I also could feel it when I heard you.
You feel my energy. It's going to be a great week, guys. You're already at Thursday.
Like you as a fitness instructor, I think I would really enjoy it.
I think, yes. Well, it's the teacher in me.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you know, go. It's the literally. Teacher in me, you know, I'd be like a Cody.
But so know. Here's what's going to bother me about that though. I'm going to tell you why your form is bad right now. Stop moving your upper body so much back and forth. Keep Sorry. It in place, girl.
Sorry.
Well, but you would tell good stories. You would make everybody laugh and you'd have like good playlists that would basically just be ABBA.
And like Whitney Houston. And I like a lot of oldies. I just karaoke the whole class.
I think it'd be great.
You know what? I got a business venture, guys. Summer Mary's around the corner. I got 6 weeks. Golden Gate Parks, Tuesdays, 9 a.m.
9 a.m.? Why not? 9 a.m. At least let yourself sleep in and relax and have a cup of coffee.
Who's gonna 11. Come? Who's
gonna Nobody's come? Coming at 9 that's not going to come at 11. I'll tell you that. The same people come at 11 are the same people are coming at 9 because everybody else is working.
Okay, I'll see you guys there. All the teachers come out.
Wait, I kind of love this venture for you, though. I think this would be really fun.
I just made it up. Have no fitness background. I do know how to diet. I just don't have the discipline to do it. But I can tell you what to eat.
But I think this could be really good. Like what it is, it's like fit and eat or something like that, where you do that. And then you like go to Balboa after and you have a teeny.
You know, my favorite thing to do is I love to go on a hike and then I love to get lunch. And that's like a great Saturday to me.
And think about how much it could be a great every day during the summer for you. I feel like people would.
Okay. New business venture. Business venture.
I just, you know, I think it could be really be something. How long do you plan on lifting the weights for this pod?
Just intermittent. Oh,
okay. Okay. Do you want me just to kind of call it out?
I don't know. A minute? My watch isn't going. Should I turn on the watch to a functional training? Okay. This counts, right?
You can actually,
I'm going to you after the daily calories today. Because I'm at 530, so I got to put it in. Come on, 100 more.
Get in. Okay. Now what I want is I want a bicep curl into an arm press, overhead press. Okay.
My arms are sore. I did tune day yesterday. So
you're looking great.
Thanks. Okay.
As you know, you've got your summer, summer bod, which I want to segue into Lala.
Wow.
Because I'm also, which is going to segue me into Stassi. Just follow my journey with me. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go. If you recall the other week that Andy said introduced Lala as Vanderpump Valley.
Yes.
Correct. And everyone was like, what the hell? What's going on?
I know where you're going. Okay. I know where you're going.
So Stassi's second book has released. And I've heard basically in articles from what I've read is she sees no repercussions with what has happened to her. And she's still maybe the victim here.
Oh, but, really? But that's what was kind of interesting from her social media.
I just think that I don't know if she's really, truly understood still the gravitas of what happened there. She's like, that's a mistake. You know,
that's kind of your new word, gravitas.
Have I said that?
You've said that multiple times lately. Just let really? Me know. I like it. I think it's a great word.
You know, sometimes I really laugh when we get DMs and people tell us, wow, I just wanted to say that you used a big word this week and I was impressed.
couldn't have been me.
Well, I was like, ouch.
Gravitas is a good one. Okay. Keep going.
One time I said usurp. And someone was like, what? I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I don't know. Just because we say like doesn't mean we don't know 6 or more letter words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Totes. Yeah. Totes? For sure. Like,
totally. Whatever.
Yeah. Like. Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, Stassi said basically what was supposed to happen is Vanderpump, as we knew it, it was going to happen how we all wanted it to happen.
Right.
Where it was going to become Vanderpump Valley. It was going to happen. Stassi's wedding in Italy was going to be kind of the send off from them from Vanderpump Rules and into Vanderpump Valley or Valley Rules. I think she said it was going to be called.
Oh, okay.
And so basically, you know, all the ones who were getting married, moving on with their life, it was going to go there.
It's too bad it didn't happen.
It's too bad she was a racist.
Yeah.
And I think that, what do you think is happening with Vanderpump right now? Do we see, like, nothing? It seems like there's stuff that could happen with the breakups.
Schwartz and Tomsey's or Schwartz and Sandy's
is still not open.
Which that's pretty wild. I mean, that's been over a year process.
Do you think they're just like waiting for the show though? Like, I wonder if they don't want to put money in until they know that they have another
show's
season.
Waiting for them.
Oh my God, chicken or egg?
Yeah. What's going to happen first? I think there's like no plans. You know, usually they'd start during the summer. I also don't care anymore. I'm over it. I got summer house.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not, to me, it's like, Stassi's, I feel like there's
still things, getting married this summer in Italy, I believe.
Yes. But at like a smaller scale. So originally when the show was going to do it, they like put a deposit down. They're going to have like over 100 people. And now they're like 30 to 40, you know, it's probably gonna be on like a Wednesday.
Well, it doesn't matter. If you do destination, you can do any day of the week.
I agree.
If I'm going to Hawaii for your wedding, I'm spending 5 days. So
easily.
Do it on a Wednesday. Let's go.
So
wait.
So you're telling our friend that may or may not listen, please, when you're getting married next year in Hawaii, a Wednesday is fine.
I thought it is a Friday.
I know. We'll be, it doesn't matter what day it is because I'll be there for a while. You know?
I might have a quick turnaround. I might have a wedding the next weekend.
We'll go the week before.
Yeah, I have this thing called school.
It's never stopped you before, babe.
I'm negative personal days right now. So
you have plenty of time to build that back up.
No, I'm at zero.
Going back and speaking about Vanderpump. Okay, but have you seen Mary? Jax and Brittany they've created some online closets on Instagram.
What do you mean? What kind? I did not see this.
They're selling their clothes via Instagram.
What kind of clothes?
Like the ones that they wear. A Tom Hardy.
I can just like imagine like a Tom Hardy shirt.
Like an Ed Hardy?
Yeah, Ed Hardy. Oh.
And then Tom Hardy is Lindsay, who Lindsay wants to go to prom with.
Yeah. Also, I imagine like True Religion jeans. That cable sweater.
I've got to find it. Okay, it was like Closets by Jax or like Jax's Closet.
This is like what Kim Zolciak does.
Shop Jax Closet.
Okay.
Where did it go? Oh my God, just pulled it and then it went away.
They're already sold out.
No, I don't think so.
Talk to me about Britney's Closet.
So it's called, this one's called Shop Jax's Closet. Okay. And then Britney's is shop_Britney's_closet_, right?
Where is this?
And you know what? Britney's?
Give me some price points.
They're saying this isn't her account that says a fun loving Kentucky girl ready to hang 10. And it's like this, and it says this
not,
isn't,
it's a fake.
This is
it's
not Britney. This is not Britney. This is a fake account from a sad human being. But it says like, I just don't know why it cracks me up. Like it's.
So it's just fake? What's going Britney's on? Is. You've confused Britney's me.
Is. Okay. Sorry.
But Jax is the real deal.
Jax is the real deal. So describe. Basically, people are obviously were commenting things on it of like, hey, like they saw one picture had the IRS tagged on it.
No. Give me some price points. Give me some labels. Okay.
But so he's shut off all comments now because people were commenting on it. And obviously it wasn't going the way. And he claims that it's a fan who's running it and it's not him, but he's a liar. Okay.
Is that Britney's mom?
It's still, I think it's just him. Him. Okay. So shop Jack's Closet. There's a photo. Okay. Red Air Force Ones. Okay. Air Force Ones, 1992. Color dark red with a shine. Size 11 and a half. 165. DM if interested. First come, first serve. Ships following day.
That seems like a good deal. If you were like a collector's item of those Jordan shoes. Yeah.
Okay.
I will say I could see Jax having OCD and getting really angry if he got any dirt on his shoes. Like he would keep them pristine. Like he's the type of person that when he came home drunk, he would brush his shoes, not his teeth.
Like his shoes came off right when he got through the door.
Exactly. And
stayed on, but the shoes came off.
If there was a mark, he would go get the toothbrush and brush them down, but not brush his own teeth.
Okay. So I love about this one is he's done, in quotes, authentic, not quotes, large, in quotes, supreme, navy hoodie, slightly worn, great condition, $250, Venmo only, non-negotiable, ships following day.
Who's it by? For $250 for a use. I've never heard of that brand. Is that a good brand? It must be.
Yes.
For $250.
Yeah, yeah. This is very like, he's in like the sneakerhead culture here. And like, if you were in LA, you'd go down Melrose or Fairfax or La Brea. Like
you have to like wait in line.
Exactly. Yeah. Totally. I don't know why. Slightly worn, maybe 5 times. He did at one point have a blue jacket, a blue blazer jacket. It's gone now. So maybe somebody bought it.
Wow. Okay. So the business is going well. Will he pay taxes on it?
No.
That's why it's Venmo only.
Well, and that's why people are tagging the IRS.
Oh man.
So it just makes me laugh. And I almost posted it. And then I was like, I'd rather make fun of him with all of us here in this smaller space.
As a collective group.
I mean, it just makes me laugh because it's like, you know, they're having some, not that I don't think this is great. Like you should get rid of this stuff because I'm sure they have mountains of clothes, but like for some reason, it just feels like it's because they're out of cash.
Yeah. I mean, she's probably getting a lot of money from Jenny Craig.
Yeah, and but they have that house to pay for.
Yeah, it's probably about $8,000 a month.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Well, it matters how much they put down. We don't know.
I have a feeling they did not put down 20%. I think they've got a PMI on that house.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Moving on. Getting out of Jackson Brittany's finances. I did read
Let's talk about other finances.
Okay. Which is
whose?
Oh, Atlanta's. So apparently Real Housewives of Atlanta funded their season promotion.
So there's a promotion that came out yesterday with them like
Peach.
Looking stunning.
And they like all look at they're talking and then they all look at the camera at the same time.
I got chills. You just describing it to me also just gave me chills.
Yeah, it was hot. It was sexy, but apparently the women all paid for it.
Yeah, like Bravo had no idea about this because they don't feel that they're getting as much promotion. And I have to agree. Do you know that it's starting on Sunday?
I did.
I knew that too, but did you? But I bet you knew even more that May 11th is Beverly Hills because I feel like they've been promoting that way more. So it makes me wonder, is there nothing in this season of Atlanta? What's going on?
What do you think is the more popular night to watch TV, a Sunday or a Wednesday? I would think Sunday.
So I find it really interesting that I think Bravo has a unique viewership and that it doesn't matter what day you put these shows on for us, we will watch them. Right. It makes me like, I just always think
ratings work.
I actually think Atlanta is higher rated than Beverly Hills.
Really?
Yes. Mm. I feel like I saw that before, but I mean, I think that they're regardless of you it should be
made that up.
No, but well, Atlanta's one of the most popular franchises.
I believe that.
Maybe not last season compared to Beverly. Beverly Hills is like an anomaly last season. So maybe Beverly Hills had better ratings last season. But I mean, consistently, Atlanta is like always at the top.
Okay. Well, you know what? They'll be going head to head starting Sunday.
But I love that these ladies are like, and no, you're not going to do it. We'll take this into our own hands and we're going to do it. Like,
and wasn't there like some business about Marlo? Got photoshopped in.
She couldn't make the shoot or something. So they had to like Photoshop.
And then she posted the wrong photo because she was trying to annoy somebody. That was word on the street.
I don't know.
Word on the street.
Did Giselle tell you that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We DM.
Okay. But also Voldemort. I mean, sorry. BravoCon was announced this week. It's coming back.
You know how many text messages I got that day? Like, are you going or
October
like, do you have any
13th to October 16th?
Those are the days. Multiple people connecting me. Like, do you have any connections? I was like, never gone. I was never invited. I don't even think I tried to go the second time because it is Coachella-esque. It feels like it sells out in 10 minutes. Scalpers got them and we're selling them for like,
it's a hot ticket.
10 times the amount.
I have a question. It's only happened once, right?
Yeah, I think
it only happened once because COVID happened.
How can they make it like a verified event? You know, I didn't get like Adele tickets, but I tried. And
What's going on with that, by the way?
I don't know, because Sting is taking over for Keith Urban.
So her residency is just gone?
We'll see. We'll see.
It's weird. Okay. But, you know, I tried to get those tickets, but I feel like they need to make sure we're going to get these to true fans.
I agree because nobody wins when the scalpers are selling the ticket, right? Bravo's not profiting off of that resale. That's like times 100. And it's just ruining the experience for Bravo fans.
I also think that they should do one in New York, an East Coast and a West Coast one. Same thing, but
yeah,
but East Coast and West Coast.
Take us to an island. Let's go Fire Festival.
Oh my God. Real Housewives of the Island, baby.
I already got it done.
Uh-huh. Okay. Give us an arm press while you do that.
Marriott, Puerto Vallarta, Andalays is where it all kicks off. And we just have event spaces throughout Mexico.
Done.
I know, done. Right?
Done. I love it. I love it. No, but I mean, there's no.
I think it's interesting. It's in New York, to be honest. What do you think?
It's where Bravo's headquartered. It doesn't surprise me at all.
I don't know. It's so
If you had it up to you, SF would be the headquarters for everything.
We could do better. No, I just think there's people coming from all over. Charleston would be way more fun to go to.
Charleston, there's like no direct flights from anywhere to get to Charleston. Stop making it difficult for
us. It's a charming city.
It's so charming. It's one of the top southern cities.
But, you know, I just feel like we could do something different.
Well, when you put on the TJG con, you can host that wherever you want and I'll follow. Okay.
Okay. I'll be in.
But for now, this is in New York.
Okay.
Disappointed.
And I probably won't get to go. So, however, we do have a good idea. Somebody gave us this idea. Mm-hmm. It actually wasn't our idea at all. So somebody gave us this idea and they said we should do a March Madness panel, which I'd be happy to host.
A juror DM'd and was like, I think you guys need to do a hot men of Bravo panel. And it's like, who's going to say no to that? Not us.
Well, I know. Or some type of panel.
Just the Summer House guys. That's fine.
How can I be a part of this?
Yeah. Let us be a part of your
I know. World. But we're not. I just know we're not.
I had so many like texts too, like, oh my God, are you going? I'm like, guys, this was announced 3 minutes ago. And a girl breathe. Like, oh my God.
And also, we're not special. And we won't get, and we, no, nobody hey, will no, invite us.
Mary, come on, ask, believe, receive. That is your mantra. This is, you and Kim Zolciak Bierman.
This is honestly, I hope to be proved wrong, but I don't feel it in my body.
It's early still.
Okay.
You might feel in your body.
I'll be happy to go.
After you do those weights, I think you might feel it in your body.
Yeah. Okay.
Should we talk a little OC reunion? You guys,
nothing happened.
Thank God. Thank baby Jesus, baby Ben Cohen, and dear Sir Andy. Thank you for only two episodes.
Boring.
To be honest with you guys.
Yeah, tell
us. I got Courtney to, you know, not watch it or not like we got to do the podcast before last week because we didn't get it on time.
Yeah. And we didn't watch last week. I watched last week still after the pod.
I never watched it.
I did watch this week.
And guess what? I found out I missed
nothing. Baby Ben FaceTimed Andy last week.
I saw that.
And had more words than Dr. Jen said all episode. And that is not an exaggeration. It is a truth.
Yeah.
It is a truth. And Dr. Jen hates her husband. And we don't need to see another season of Will They, Won't They? Because we don't care.
It just needs a major hiatus. This reboot did not work. Shannon Medora, I love that you admitted to getting a face look. And you look okay. Great.
Shannon looked the best she ever has. I love her honesty. You guys, I just got to say, I love Shannon. I love her. She's a good time gal.
I'm here for Shannon. Felt really uncomfortable at the end where they had to say like one thing to each other.
Don't lie. Let's not lie.
And then it was like, oh, so nobody said it about Emily. So Heather's like, oh, and Emily, like you're a really good mom.
I'm like, you guys all said this in Aspen. We all did this compliment circle in Aspen. Nobody cares.
Wait, and then I just was, I'm sorry. Champagne and pineapples. I don't think so.
Heather, yeah, that sounded good.
Gay cluster.
What? Say. It's like a mimosa with pineapple juice.
I hate mimosas.
But if you recall when she went over to Dr. Jen's house, this is how much you can't remember how bad this season was. Remember she brought the pineapple spinner to take the middle of the pineapple. It was so weird to me how so on Heather's side. Right. Correct.
I thought it looked tacky and I just felt like Dorit was like, this is the wrong glass.
This is the wrong fruit to drink out of. get me the grapes.
If I'm drinking out of a pine, if I'm drinking out of a pineapple, I want it to be Mai Tai. I want it to be a rum-based drink, not champagne. Don't mess up champagne and pineapple.
What if it's like a, what if it's a Prosecco? So it's not real.
I don't like Prosecco.
Okay. but here's what I didn't like. Andy was so on Heather. Like, remember that Genus was like, oh yeah, Heather and I won the reunion. I'm like, first off, after watching that, no, you didn't. You're all assholes. But two, I can see why you think that, because why was Andy so on their side?
Well, at one point he was heavily defending Heather against Noella. Right. Like, and he's
switched.
Like, well, I feel like he was like, no, I mean, Noella, if that had happened, the cameras would have taken it and we wouldn't have shut down. And like, just kind of like, and you just said this a minute ago, Noella, and it's like, you're a moderator, Andy.
I'm like, either moderate fairly, because you know, Andy doesn't like when you say, because remember like when in New York, when Kelly Kalore and Ben Simone was like, well, production, like she made up this whole story and he was like, you do not talk about the things that production did or did not do and lie about it.
Right.
Like he wants the sanctity and the pureness of whatever that production is to be like, no, we don't. Like I'm the side of production and we don't do that.
Right.
But it just to me, I'm like, Heather, you're boring and your dress is ugly.
The dress was bad.
It's like, it was like a purple. Are you lilac like to Belle from Beauty and the Beast before she puts the yellow dress on? Ugs.
I don't know. That dress is cuter. And it was,
I know, but I mean, like, it's that kind of style of what I know is blue.
Matronly.
Yeah. Just it's like, if you want to be matronly, go look at Heather Gay.
I liked Dr. Jen's dress the best.
Okay. But here's the thing that bothered me. Then she had purple shoes on.
Oh.
And all of a sudden it got ruined for me. And I was like, wait, whoa, why were we wearing lilac shoes? Heather should be wearing those.
Right. Nobody should be wearing.
And then what I didn't like is the first episode, Emily, like I feel that a lot of the women come into the finale or into the reunions and they're either like
unpleasing.
Big. Well, yeah, they were either big parts of drama in the season. So they're fine. Or they're like, shit, I got to save my job. I'm coming guns blazing for the reunion. Emily was butting in on everything in the first episode. Like
I was going to say the second episode, she barely talked.
Shannon and Noella were talking. Emily's like, so let me give my two cents. And then Noella would be like, yeah, I was going through a divorce. She's like, let me tell you analytically and by a lawyer of like why you don't, I don't believe you. Like all these things. It's like,
Emily, you think she's just trying to stay relevant though?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think nothing happened to her this season. So she came to the reunion, guns blazing, trying to save her job.
Yeah.
Jen, I think, tried to do that too, but you're boring.
But her marriage.
Nobody cares. It's just bad. Like, you know, it's just the reunion is Shannon wins. I don't care. And I don't know how we fix this outside of the legacy and a Real Housewives of Laguna Beach. But
I agree. Time to move on.
I don't know where you go.
The gates are closed.
Close them. I mean, once Tammy Knickerbocker got kicked out of that house, we should have closed the gates.
Like I might have wrote an open house invitation for my school and said, come behind the gates.
It's like when the teachers, like the teacher jurors would say, like, hey, you're not statin over, you're statin. Yeah. And it's just like the little things that you see if you can get people. Like, did you say this because you're an OC fan? Like I hope a parent says that to you.
I was like, you're cordially invited to walk behind the gates of
dun dun dun. I just thought it was
genius. Weird. I love that. Did anybody say anything at your work? Like, oh, that's cute.
Oh,
no. No,
they don't understand the reference. I don't think I didn't tell them about the reference. It's just for people to enjoy, then enjoy the get the reference. You know, it's an inside thing. Sure, sure.
You guys
sure.
are all in.
Sure. I love it. I love it. That was good. Okay. What anything like, I just feel like there was no shocking revelations in this.
No, I think we just can stop talking about it. I'm serious. Just time to move forward.
Okay. Well then let's take a quick break and then we'll go into the good stuff. Yeah,
absolutely.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also you know, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Whey. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Whey products. I'm a Whey girly, but be fizz free with Whey. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
And we are back with Summer House. It was a TBC, a to be continued. Kyle is storming out of this restaurant at 10:38 timestamp. I don't know if that was the right timestamp, but they kept on showing.
It feels like it wasn't that late.
And Amanda's like, yeah, no one else is going through anything. His problems are worse than everyone else's.
And then I wanted to say, Amanda, what's your problem that isn't a shared problem with Kyle right now? Like literally, what is her?
I have a problem.
What? Oh God, what?
I feel bad for Kyle.
Thank you. I
think we're on the wrong side of history.
I disagree. Okay. I thought about that. What did I text you? I said, Amanda is not a good partner.
Oh, I felt so bad for Kyle this episode when he is in front of that man's house on the carousel.
And he's like, I just want to like throw up. The last 3 years have been so stressful. He's crying.
Nobody's checking in on me, Danielle.
All I want to do is come here and relax. And Carl's like, I know, man, like, you know, you aren't a superhero. And
there was something about the OGs too, being there to comfort him, like Lindsay, Danielle, and Carl. And it's just, it is true. Like Kyle takes on all of this stuff. I mean, it was very telling when they were fighting at the end and he was like, use Google, Amanda. Like, I don't want to have to talk to you like I'm a teacher and I'm teaching you about what a prenup is. Like these things where I'm like, oh, this is like telling a lot of, not that we can't see this.
So I didn't like that. I thought that was gaslighting, but I felt bad for him at this moment
are literally going to be $15,000. Can we even find somebody to do this within 3 weeks? My company is booming and I can't even keep up with the sales. I can't keep up with the shipping. I can't get them into every state I want to. And I know I have a really great, successful product. I feel like,
well, and the show is a marketing tool for him. And he also just wants to have, like, he has no days off. Yes, he gets wasted and he parties, and that he's a the definition of a work hard, play hard. And I've said this before, like he reminds me so much of a lot of the friends that I have that are so successful, but are also like on the weekends. I'm like, we are having a night tonight, you know, right. Like you just have these people in your life. That's like, it's very,
they're going.
And he's reaching a breaking point. And I bet you the day after that wedding, it was like a weight lifted from his shoulders and like, you know, life was good again for that part of their, like all the stress of, I can just see, because I'm like, there's this weird hatred towards him, like Amanda and Kyle have for each other. I think it's just such the stress of the wedding happening. Hate. Yeah. Just you hurt the people closest to you kind of thing.
Completely. And Amanda's like, I mean, this is so embarrassing. And everyone's like, well, you can't control him. And she's like, you don't understand.
I love when Sierra is like, you can't.
I have picked him. He's going to be my guy. Like I stand behind him, but I can't do this anymore.
Tell me this though. When has Amanda ever stood behind Kyle?
No, I think she does every weekend when she goes back to the house with him.
I don't think she does stand up for him. I think whenever he snaps, instead of her being like, Kyle, like she can't just be like Kyle. Like I never feel like Kyle is telling her,
but he's also the one always in trouble.
Right. But I feel like there's never a time where it's like, hey, can you just help me? Like, I am so stressed out. It was like, even when he was laying at the night, the morning after, they're like laying in the bed and she's just like, you just can't talk to people like that. And instead of her saying like, hey, this is so unlike you. And this isn't who the Kyle is that I know. Like, what's up? How can I help you? Like, what's going on? Like, maybe you just need to vent it out. I just don't feel like, I just feel like it's always like, I'm going to blame Kyle.
Well, and Kyle is also, I think he gets the Sunday scaries. I think he has a lot of shame. I think he spirals probably every Sunday and Monday, and probably by Friday, he forgot about it and repeats the cycle. And he also made a really good point. He's like, I'm usually right, which I kind of agree with him, but his delivery is wrong.
Yeah, it's not good. He's a little bit of a rage cage right now.
Absolutely.
You know, like that fuse is short, but also it's like, I just find like, to me, it's like, I'm like, I just don't think that Amanda's being a supportive partner to him. I don't think either of them are being great partners to each other, but I think especially it's like everything, it's just so much easier to say it's Kyle's fault. And especially when the other girls in the house are almost saying to Amanda, like, yeah, it is Kyle's fault, without like knowing, like,
is the dictator at the table. Like, you could do some listening, Kyle.
When Sierra's like, yeah, you can't control what people do at a table or something. I was like you 2 weeks ago.
Goodbye, Kyle. What a thing.
He left the table.
Oh my God. Mary, missed opportunity. What a crossover that would have been. If somebody did that, the editors took it out, I'd be so sad.
Goodbye, Kyle. Goodbye, Kyle.
Also, we need to figure out how to splice that together.
Let's talk about Carl looking so different in the flashbacks. I'm like, what did you get done? Is it the nose?
He said that he got his teeth done.
And it's more than teeth.
I'm still on the page that he's pinned back his ears.
And I think being sober in general, like, I mean, I think it's changed.
It looks good on him.
It looks great. And Carl is such a, it's so interesting this season of how much of a calming force Carl is. Like,
he basically can relate so much to Kyle. He's like, I have been where you've been. I have made an ass of myself at every single table.
Hey, less stress. Every single life. Summer.
Yeah. And let me just tell you as a friend, stop this right now, because you hitting the table, those girls don't like that. You can't do that at the table.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's like,
he says it in such a cool way.
Like, no, because he's being a supportive boyfriend.
I know. So cute.
Carl is the boyfriend that Kyle needs to listen and be there.
Carl, the work.
I got it. And then Andrea is literally getting stress hives at the table getting to talk to Lexi.
I know. It's so sad. It's so sad. And Luke's like, come on, guys, I'll build you a fire.
Yeah, everybody goes home and like clockwork. Luke's like, I'll build a fire. And then I'm like, at least they're showing. I felt like Alex has such a good episode. And then they still did him dirty.
With the prom photo.
It's so rude.
Go into it.
I'm skipping ahead, but I felt like we heard, so Alex is like, Andre is like my best friend in the house. I just want him to be happy. This is our last weekend. Like, I want to like pump him up and just everything. Like, I just felt like he was shown in such a good light throughout. And then in the prom, I know I'm skipping ahead and we'll go back, but like, so they're all lining up on the stairs, and this is like right before Craig comes.
Everyone has this prom photo staircase shot. If you don't,
I don't think I have a staircase photo, because we used to do a lot of, like, when I was growing up, we had like these man-made lakes. And so you'd always probably go to somebody's house that had like the background of the lake. So we'd always be there, the lake in the background.
Mine was the bay in the background too.
Okay, staircase girl.
But there's a lot of staircases out there.
No, sure. Like, I mean, come on, think about in Teresa's house with Gia and Frankie and their prom.
Yes, exactly.
Remember it? Yes. No. But okay, I know we'll go into prom, but I just want to say the one last thing with Alex was, Sierra is taking the group photo. You see Alex standing in front of Paige. They then show the photo of the group where Luke's date Nicole, who is just a DM girl, is in the photo, and they've cut Alex out. Then the camera comes back in and you see Alex standing in front of Sierra again. It's just so rude.
It's so rude. I wonder how they're going to address it at the reunion. I think it's going to come up.
And they even put him on a couch and cut him off at the end.
Wouldn't they just bring him in at the end?
So guys, I like to say this too, because
come on in, Alex.
Here's something that is bothering me about, and I will eat my words if it changes and something is proven to be true. But if you remember, there's like a Dumois rumor that somebody in Winterhouse was kicked out for sexual abuse allegations, something like that, right? So now people are inferring that it's Alex, but I want to say Alex was never on the cast. That rumor was proven to be false because all of the guys that were on the cast were shown in somebody's Instagram story literally later that night. And so it's really bothering me that people are in the comments saying, like, well, don't you think that there's a specific reason for that? Like, obviously he's this person from the Winterhouse, sexual abuse, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, why do you, like, first off, that sucks to like even have that inferred about you in general. But then I'm thinking like, well, he was invited to the reunion. So if he was getting like this below deck Pete edit, like they put a statement out about that. They've said nothing about Alex. Like, this is not that.
They have to address it at the
reunion. I agree. So I'm just saying, I don't eat my words if something bad does come out, but I
agree with you.
That's editing being freaking rude to our ground turkey king.
And you know, Kyle has commented on our photos about it. I mean, it's very open about the cast talking about it as well, because,
and they were celebrating his birthday together. Like, they've all, like,
everyone's still, like, kind of out. Confused.
Like, I feel like the Summer House cast just keeps going like, oh my God, just like wait till next week. And then you got to put him in. People are asking us about it. You just give him a scene.
How do we respond?
Like, oh, just say he wasn't there that weekend, but he was totally going to dress up as you. But we had two Kyles instead. I'm like, I'm convinced he was on that volleyball court.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
Then so, Maya and Sierra.
I love that they went out. And then they came home in boy clothes. Who did Sierra hook up with that night?
I didn't notice that, but I noticed.
So they went out.
They came home at 4 a.m. and they're both wearing big sweatshirts and sweats. I assume Maya's were from Oliver. Was it Ahmed?
Oh my God. That would be wild. Let's start that rumor.
We're like, we really hate when rumors start and there's no credibility behind them, but here's another one.
Okay. That's,
who did she hook up with?
I know. I bet they're just Oliver's.
Like,
I'm just assuming. But the real question is, how did Maya get up and make breakfast at 8 a.m. if she got home at 4? She's working on 4 hours of sleep. She's making French toast, pancakes, and waffles. Fuck, Mary Kay, tell me, what are you doing?
Controversial.
Okay, tell me.
I'm going to kill French toast.
I actually completely agree.
Really? I thought that was controversial. I will marry pancakes. I love a pancake. Mm-hmm. And I'll fuck the waffle.
I love waffles. And I can tell you how I gained the first 15.
Okay.
Because
you went down to that dining hall, didn't you?
And at San Diego State, I lived at Chapultepec, which was all the way across the campus from the dining hall. So it was a good 20-minute walk. And I'd only occasionally go there, but I really felt like I had to get my money's worth when I went to the dining hall. Money's worth as in my parents' money, as in a bang for my buck, as in just eating as much as I could. So I would eat a full meal and then for dessert, make a waffle. They had a waffle maker. And like, that was
for any meal or just breakfast.
They had it all the time. Dinner, lunch. I would actually never eat it for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And what do you put on your waffle?
Oh, just butter and syrup.
Oh, that's crazy. Like, I'd see you with a little bit of whipped cream and some cut up strawberries.
I don't know if that was an option.
Maybe like some Nutella. What about now, though?
I think I'm just a classic traditional lady.
Okay. Yeah. So I like to throw in. So like the other day I made our Kodiak Jack pancakes.
Yeah.
I feel like, can we get like a sponsorship, bitch? Like, geez. I made them. And what I did.
Is that what they're really called, though?
Kodiak Jack.
Okay. That's what I thought they were called. But remember, I called them the wrong thing.
Kodiak cake, maybe we said.
Yeah.
Kodiak Jack. Anyways, whatever they are. Okay.
I threw sugar in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I made myself two lovely pancakes.
Yeah. And you don't feel bad.
Reduced sugar syrup.
Yeah. Delicious.
No butter. Didn't need the butter.
Yeah. You know, I've tried next time coconut oil in the pan.
Oh, I had that too.
Spray oil. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I have. That's what I use.
It's delicious.
Oh my God. Oh,
chefs over here. Okay. Wow. I'm going to talk about one more pancake. It's the best pancake I ever had of my life. It's at a place called Zazie's in San Francisco.
And I've been there.
It's a seasonal pancake. It's a poppy seed and it has a lemon curd on it. And it is to die for. Not currently on the menu. Not currently on the menu.
I love a pancake. Like there's, you know, it's like, look,
if you ever come visit, I'll take you.
I'll be there. And we'll get
the crab Benedict.
Okay.
Oh, okay, I'm not a breakfast girl.
I'm,
but there's something, if I am out and you take me to if you take me to a diner, I am 100% ordering a table pancake.
Yeah. Share for the table. Always.
I mean, I'm eating at least half of it, but like also you could have a bite.
Yeah. Michael,
you know, it's a table pancake for breakfast, table fries for lunch or dinner.
Yeah, of course. Always you get the salad and you should split the fries.
Yeah. I would love a Cobb or a C's and then table fries.
Yeah.
So Paige calls Craig and he's stuck in Montreal because he didn't bring his passport. And I'm like, are you guys all dumb? Cause how did you get in?
Or maybe he lost it when he was up there.
Well, maybe, but it just was like, I'm like, okay, okay. Also, I think so. There was like, someone sent this like recap of the pillows and beer. And again, Lindsay gets a good edit.
And none of the guys do.
None of the guys do. And all I'm thinking is Craig thought he was coming into this season of Summer House and him and Paige were going to be the stars.
Oh, like the cutest couple and watch their love story. Meanwhile, we know whose love story we're into, and that is Carlito and Lindsay writing little love notes to each other. I've never felt closer to you besides that time you had your fingers in me.
Robert is an MVP.
I know.
I love
one-liners,
him.
One-liners.
I love him just so much. Like, I love the cast of Real Friends. And this is why, you know, like these shows that are so popular, like even Vanderpump Rules, right? When they're all like this unique group of friends, it works.
It's amazing.
It's just so good. And so it's like,
and then like, just like slipping it under the door. So cute. I feel like I'm in high school or college at the dorms, like circle. Yes. My prom date, he invited me during math class and he sent me a note and it had to circle yes or no if I go to prom with him.
I got taken on a scavenger hunt once, but I like literally didn't know who was out. You know, you usually know who's asking you.
So that was not a thing. These big like promposals. That was
I didn't like it. And then,
wait, didn't you have a boyfriend?
Which time? I went to 12 different proms. I was actually so Mary, you're going to die. So I actually went to this guy's prom and became prom queen.
And you didn't even go to the school, right?
I didn't even go to this school. It was so weird. Like, I just walked in. They're like, who's she? And I'm like, your next prom queen, bitch. You better vote. And I won.
Also, we should watch She's All That.
She's All That. We should watch Mean Girls.
Yeah. No, but
have you seen the meme that's floating around? There's this meme that's like floating around. It's like says like, because at one point in Mean Girls, she breaks the crown and, you know, she's throwing pieces of plastic to everyone. She throws one. She's like, Emma, like, you just look really pretty tonight. And that hair must have taken you hours. And it's basically like, it looks like this, like just a bun on the top of her head. And someone's like, I refuse to believe, like tweets out a picture. Like, I refuse to believe this took a lot of hours. And like the person who was the actress, like repeat, like goes and says it took about 20 minutes. And then the director even said, this doesn't look like it would take a lot of hours. So then they had to add some more curls. So basically it took about an hour.
Yeah. Added some accessories.
Yeah. Just made me laugh so hard. Like, God, the internet is so freaking funny.
It is.
But, you know, I was voted prom queen at a different school.
And it was that, cool. I feel like that's a lie, right?
Okay, so somebody looked into by the way, we forgot Paige's tagline last week. Oh, everybody was like, damn. And that was not on purpose.
The tagline would be, I was prom queen 12 times.
Yeah, I went to prom 12 times. Something about like, you might think I'm a fashion queen, but let me tell you, I was also a prom queen at a school I didn't go to.
Wait, I love it so much. And also tell me what someone found out about the research.
Okay, so that Paige went to an all-girls school. And so the school, or she went to the prom of an all boys school. So the date won prom king, which therefore made her prom queen.
We didn't have prom king and prom queen.
You didn't?
No, we had a homecoming.
We did that.
I think we had a only homecoming queen and then a turnabout prince. We had turnabout, like Sadie Hawkins.
We had homecoming, actually, then we had winter formal and prom.
I think that's very clever. Because it was like, it felt like homecoming, the guys had to ask the girls. And I like just the turnabout idea. The girls had to ask the guys. I think that's cute. Very fair.
Equality.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would just not ask anybody.
I don't know if I ever did. I can't remember.
No, I was on the winter formal court.
Oh, of course you were.
I didn't win though, because there was also a girl in my group, because there was like,
because her name was Courtney too? And people
got and they got it confused. At the poll. So weird. She didn't even go to our school. No, we had like a bus of like, there was like 60 people. Like we had like the huge group. And one of the girls, another girl on the bus was also on winter formal court. And it happened to be her birthday today. So then this other girl got up and started campaigning for her. And I was like, I am sitting on this bus too. And it's freaking rude. I'm in my best Jessica McClintock.
And you lost.
And I lost. Okay. I lost, and I'll never forget it. And that is when I peaked, and then I plummeted. I plummeted. I'm going to shut the lights off now, sit in darkness.
Were you number 20 in your high school class?
I don't even think I cracked the top 100.
Okay. So then Luke goes out.
Wait, can we also talk about Kyle and at the beach? I know we're skipping past, but like Kyle at the beach when him and Carl are having that talk and he literally starts crying again.
Oh, I forgot they went to the beach.
Yeah, they went to the beach because I believe it's a long weekend, it's Labor Day weekend. So they were there. Friday night was at the dinner out. Saturday is the beach day.
Sunday's oh yeah, they prom. Had pancakes. Then they went to the beach. Right. That's right. That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Guys.
He's having a hard time. I felt bad for him.
Yeah. And okay. So then, you know, they're
prom committee's decorating. Alex gives, you know, Andrea a good pep talk. Let's have fun. It's our last weekend.
She's not worth it. And I was like, ooh, Alex, but they're together today. She's worth it.
And then at one point, Kyle and Amanda eat Ritz crackers out of each other's mouths like birds. Did you see that?
I'm so sad I missed that part.
It was like, it reminded me of like that Alicia Silverstone. Yeah. Like,
oh, and you mean like in the pitch and fever pitch with Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon, where she tosses the food.
No, it was more like, I felt like she already started eating the cracker and he took it out of her mouth. Maybe.
Oh, like it's chewed up.
I feel like that happened.
Wait, I do. Now you're giving me a weird Silverstone memory with like her son. Like she like,
yes, like 9 years old or something.
Yes. Why are we having this image? I'm getting a lot of like blue grays and a photo, like maybe like a background with some curtains. Oh my God. Why is this happening to us?
Because it
happened. Ew. Gross. Okay. So let's talk about Luke's date, because she's definitely 23 or 24.
She was like, this is my prom dress from only 6 years ago. I was like, okay, so you graduated high school at 18. So you're 24.
Luke,
get out of those DMs, honey.
Luke, get into my DMs.
I will say thank you for the fragrance. I finally picked it up from the post office after Courtney asked me 3 times to go pick it up. I was nervous it was going to get sent back.
Me too.
I know.
Me too.
I know. And I got it. It smells delicious.
Wait. Okay. So then also, by the way, I was looking at this candle. I was looking at my candle today and the name is called Chelsea. And then it brought me to Chelsea Meisner from Southern Charm. And
it would be a really cute couple.
Universe is lining up. He named a candle after her without even knowing.
They would be a hot couple.
So hot.
And that's a crossover. I think they would like
each other, because she really wanted a woodsy guy. Yeah, he's outdoorsy. He'll build her a fire and an igloo.
Austin could connect them.
No, we don't want that.
Oh, come on.
We can all connect them. Let's all just tag them in photos together.
Let's do it.
I mean, I tried
BravoCon,
to.
BravoCon, they're hooking up.
Oh, bro. Well, she probably won't be there.
She could come for fun.
Okay.
She maybe the audience.
Sure, sure. Sure. Yeah. Cause we're friends with her.
We're going
Mary and her new friends again. Okay. So Lindsay's wearing,
I'm going to Nashville this summer. Does anyone want to hang out?
Oh my gosh. Somebody DM'd us and please change your trip. It's disgusting here in the time you're coming.
Oh, can't.
Yeah. I just said, she's going. Yeah, she's going and she's going to deal with it.
But I ride also, the bus. I like really hot weather because
you like humidity.
I don't mind it because I don't have to live in it and it never gets above 60 where I live. So it's nice to not wear a sweater at night or a jacket or a turtleneck.
Just use a Mega Babe thigh chafe.
No problem.
Yeah, that's the win. Okay. So Lindsay's dress is from 2003 and it's a replica of Halle Berry. I looked it up. It is definitely a Jessica McClintock. Welcome to the club, babe. I loved it. I just searched. I was like, Jessica McClintock, like Halle Berry inspired dress. And all these things popped up. I'm like, that's it.
Also, she could totally wear that now.
It's still in. Never also, went out of style.
And I got to say, it looks better now on her.
I agree.
I loved it.
If I fit into my Jessica McClintock, I feel like I could wear it to something.
Okay. I think I tossed mine. Very sad.
Well, my mom tossed it to me last weekend. We know.
Mary, this would be great. I would please.
Do you have any prom photos that like you have like around?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think maybe you could post some of those for us so we could see you at prom.
I have to text my mom. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's photos in your room at your mom's house.
There is.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. But also I'm like loving, I know you like touched on before, but I'm loving this, like this sexual tension we're seeing unfold between Carl and Lindsay. Like you said before, like, they're like they sat down, she's like, oh, like the outfit's like, it's giving me feel like it's making me nervous. And then she's like, I can't imagine like being in this house without Kyle. Like I can't be here without you or Kyle. She's like, I can't be here without you. And I'm like, oh my God, it's starting. And the editing is showing the hands both sitting on their own laps, like grab it. You know, oh my God.
He sent her a note back that said, let's close it out. Let's close out summer with a bang, comma, no finger.
5 stars.
Because also we forgot they never kissed. They just finger banged, but there was no kiss. Which I don't know how.
Robert, thank you for reminding, Robert. Yeah, it just was like, how about here? No. Boop. She like Pillsbury Doughboyed her.
But I mean, it's like, okay, I can't wait for them to seal it with a kiss.
Okay, so then they're all standing on the stairs and there's a knock on the door.
And everyone thinks it's Oliver. Everyone's like, oh, the cookies came.
And it's MF Craig in a powder blue suit, like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber. Mm-hmm. I bet he borrowed that suit from Shep.
I agree.
Remember when she?
Yep.
The Dumb and Dumber. Or maybe his was orange. I don't know. Whatever. Either way. And poor Andrea's already having a bad time and his date gets swooped.
He's crying and Paige is like, I have to change. I should have worn a dress. I have to change for Craigie.
How did she have the perfect blue dress? Like, how many dresses from Rent the Runway did Sierra get?
I think that was, it was just a backup dress.
No, I know. I'm saying like, how many did
because
she bring?
It matched.
Yeah, it was a perfect match.
I didn't even think about it that way.
Well, I didn't like, I was like, does she feel like, I don't know. It's weird to me. Like the dynamic is so weird to me because, her and Sierra are laying in bed and she calls Craig. Mm-hmm. And like they're both like kind of drunk or whatever. And she's like, I miss you. And he goes, I miss you guys. I'm like, still Craig, just dipping the foot in. Can't just say he misses her. He misses you guys, misses the house.
I know. Okay.
It just, there's just something where they're official, but not exclusive, or exclusive, but not official.
Oh, we talked about this.
Yeah. I don't like that. I don't like it. Then, Oliver shows up.
Why did he not wear a prom outfit? I felt embarrassed for him that he didn't.
So I think she said, don't, you can wear whatever you want. And I don't think he realized how, he didn't realize there was a whole prom committee and decoration committee.
Well, so hold on. I think he was already in the Hamptons. And the cookies got delivered to him in the Hamptons. Oh. And so he, when they were on the phone, he said, oh, should I go buy something? And she's like, no, it's casual. And then she goes, I mean, I'm only going to be wearing a gown, but no, I'm just kidding. She literally says she's just kidding about wearing a gown.
Oh, so he didn't realize.
No, but I did feel
okay,
bad.
This makes yeah. more sense though, because he got it to the Hamptons house. Oh, okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
That gives me a good excuse, because otherwise like, I
this
felt
is
like he
what
wasn't
I spend
trying.
My time wondering.
Right. Well, but then it doesn't feel like he's trying. Then it feels like he's not making an effort. And
right. Like, are you just here for the camera, Oliver? Right. Okay. Are you Oliver?
No, I don't think, but he's not. A true connection. And yeah, I think they're really cute and they're still together. And Maya, we just want to try the cookies.
Yeah, we just want to try the
Did
cookies.
You get on the wait list?
Okay, so I sign up for the wait list and then this email came through and I didn't read it until today. And the email is like, before you get on the wait list, you have to join the subscription. So now I'm going to get subscription letters to the need, but I don't know if I'm on the wait list.
Confusing.
And I literally DM'd her and I was like, how do I get on the wait list? And I was like, okay, I found your link. You know, when I have a conversation with myself in text, but it's to
always.
You. Always. And that was what it is. And she just liked the comment. And I was like, why doesn't she like us? That was the next thing. How come she don't like us?
I don't think she doesn't not like us. Maybe she heard stuff. Mean girls. But Carl calls two supportive women. So
yeah. So it just depends on who you ask.
Right.
Okay. So then Amanda's mom calls.
And she's taking shots on the phone with her mom. She's like, mom, I just want to show you my outfit. It's just a bra with a mesh shirt. And Kyle is wearing something similar. He's wearing a bow tie with no shirt.
Yay. And then
why would he bring this up? So this is when I started to turn on him. I got very upset.
They both do this. The night before, like while he was wasted, she said, Kyle, when we get back to the city, we need to find a florist. No shit. Like, yeah, you do. And then he said, I agree. Like, why are we talking about these things? Do you think the producers are asking them, we're on camera, let's talk about this prenup again?
I also think it's on the forefront of his mind. He's like, okay, I have 3 weeks to go. Are we getting the prenup? Like, is it going to happen? But should I get the papers in place? And he doesn't like he doesn't know how to ask though. So he, after he has a couple of cocktails, he has the courage to say what he wants to say. And then he's like, so like, let me just slide this in before I'm super drunk. We got to get that prenup. And she's like, why the fuck would I get a prenup? Like, I want half the company. I've put in blood, sweat, and tears.
She does not deserve half the company. And that's wild to me because I think, and I think, but I'm also like, when she said, you know, if you're considering what it would be like if we separated, maybe I need to consider what it would be like. And I'm like, that is what a fucking prenup is, Amanda. That's what it is. Like, if you were to separate, what would happen and where would your assets go and what would go on?
She doesn't have any.
I think she has a trust. I think there's definitely family money.
I do think she
money.
Has a trust, but not enough for a down payment on the house. I'm guessing.
I mean, who knows? She could have, a down payment. They're probably looking at, and the lowest they would go would be $1 million. So she'd have to have $200,000. That's anything under that is also considered like awesome. No,
no, I'd agree with that. But I feel like I gotta ask her dad for their bank accounts.
I just don't, think that getting a prenup is so crazy. And it's
wild to me.
Well,
they didn't, so it doesn't matter.
It's just wild to me that I'm like, this is why it's things like this don't work, because like you're literally uneducated in the fact of like, if somebody brought me up a prenup, I'd be like, Amanda, put in a cheating clause.
Yeah.
He cheats, you get
Ashley
this.
Derby.
Like, yeah. I'm like, there's so many different, like a prenup can be whatever you want it to be. I'm sure there's like a standard prenup, but there could also be like, hey, in the event that this happens, like this is how it breaks down. Okay. Protect yourself. Why not?
They didn't get it. So we know that.
Okay. Well, next week is the finale.
I'm sad.
I know. I feel like a lot of people are starting to turn on Summer House.
What?
I just get like, it's, I don't feel like these summer is like, not fun.
I'm
like,
these are my true friends.
Yeah. I mean, it's one-sided for us, but yeah. Yeah,
I'm so invested in every moment. And I even care about Alex.
I care the most about Alex.
And I want to know what happened with Luke and Nicole.
Yeah, because
who is Sierra dating now?
Doesn't seem like they're all dating anyone. And I just want to say, Luke is such a sweetheart. We don't get enough of him, because I also think, you know, he made sure he introduced Nicole to every single person there. And I'm like, watching,
he's
like,
a true gentleman. I'd have the best time with Luke.
Yeah. Ever. Also, something I liked too, when they were doing the FMK for the waffles, he goes, "Can I just be a fuck boy and fuck all three?" I was like, "Yes,
I think he is. He's such a charmer.
Oh, I love him so much. You could charm the pants off me anytime. I won't even wear them when we introduce. So you won. The battle's over. Oh, dear God, I hope he never listens. Should we take a quick break and come back with Jersey?
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
And we're back. We are in Nashville, and it's the aftermath of the dinner where Melissa didn't know what side to choose, and she just sat down. And then
you made a good point here.
What? That the chef just made eggs?
Hunter made the exact same breakfast that Dolores and Frank made the day before. Yeah, he got paid for it.
He just made eggs. He made bacon and eggs and egg whites. And then why didn't they sit down bagels to eat?
They're all standing around the island.
I literally made me uncomfortable.
Why did Tiki come? Don't come. You're working the whole time. We don't want you there. Get out. Go stay at the hotel with Teresa.
I thought like the way that Evan looked at Jackie in the bed when they were talking and she was saying, I'm going to try to do one new thing a day. And she gets that cold saw. I feel like he really, that was her choice. I was like, really? You didn't get fries. You went cold saw. But then I was like, maybe cold saw, she equivalated to like salad in some way. It's like a vegetable, but a mayonnaise coleslaw. Vegetable. Ugh. Like a mayonnaise coleslaw. Vegetable.
Do you like coleslaw?
I love coleslaw.
You do?
A crunchy coleslaw with like a pulled pork, a pulled pork slider.
I like it as like, sure. Like that. Yes. Like a little addition of a crunch, not on the side.
Yeah, or perhaps a pupusa with a cold slaw on the side. Delicious. Like a white vinegar.
The look on your mayonnaise. Face right now is like, how dare you question food. What you would have coleslaw with?
I mean, anything. Brenda's, oh God, I got another place to take you to too.
Okay.
Brenda's kitchen.
But I don't like, I'm not, but I don't need coleslaw.
It's fried chicken.
I don't need that. I'm with Jackie. No. I'm getting the grilled chicken.
You'll like it. You'll like it.
Okay, you're forcing me to eat that. Okay. That's fine.
I will say the way that Evan looked at her, and I kind of like appreciate him. He's not going to like force her to do anything. It's like, this is really your treatment plan. I'm going to support you every single step of the way. But like, I really want you to like listen to the doctor and do what she's doing. But I think Evan sees
the self-awareness that's coming. And I think this has been such a battle for them. And I think when she says these things, like, I didn't do too well yesterday. Like when she can admit these things, I feel like for him, he's like, this is a win. Like just taking the step to understand what's going on as opposed to like denial is probably just such a big thing. I agree. And then, you know, they were showing a lot of the hands on the chest. And I was like, are we about to watch a Skinamax? And then I was like, no, Jackie doesn't have sex with her boyfriend or with her husband. We're okay.
Okay. Then Joe gets on the phone with Tree and he's like, that was a great apology. Like I loved your apology.
You're really like, trying.
She's like, it truly came from the heart. She should keep her mouth shut about my boyfriend. If she says my boyfriend one more time, like it's just,
you know, like how Gina like, from OC.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't like the term boyfriend.
It's like, well, like what age, like I now, know. Like do you just like Michael's your partner? You don't like that either. Michael is your husband, your fake husband. Is your lover.
During March Madness, I called him my friend because I often say that. That to my students. I'll be like, oh, my friend Michael. Because I'm not going to see my boyfriend. Why?
Miss Mahoney's got a boyfriend. But
why would I say boyfriend? That's just so strange. And
what is that? Okay. That's fine.
But Michael does not like being my friend.
If he wanted a friend, he'd go get one.
He does not. But now I just
what would he like for his title to be? Lover. My lover.
So then that's what I started doing that SNL skit in the hot tub.
My lover and I.
Sometimes it'll just slip out like the friend thing now.
Oh my
god! So then he'll be like, "What? Like, why are you calling me your friend?" I'll be like, "Yeah, my lava." And then he's scared,
but he still stays around. He's your scared friend. You're his emotional support human.
Tonight you're my scared friend. Don't know what I'm gonna do next.
Yes, he's like he's
do you
just
live
like
in fear. I do. I think he does. Anyways, whoops. Sorry, Michael. Never gonna hear this because I told you if you listened to this, I'd hurt you.
Scared friend. Mary, get those bicep curls going. Let's continue. Okay. So at the breakfast, I was also laughing too, because so Frank owned massage parlors. Which kind, Mary?
Good ones. That was bad.
I'm like, Frank is shady, but he's charming. They always are. He's like, he lived a double life.
Completely. Yeah. Completely.
Yeah. Like, I need to know more about this massage parlors.
Or was it just more you could get away with it at the time? Like, less cell phones, less surveillance. you know,
doesn't make it any better.
I know. I'm not saying it's right.
Okay.
Easier to get away with.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, he got disbarred, so he didn't get away with everything. Right. So, right. Yeah. So then, okay. Here's the problem that I'm having with this whole thing is like, Teresa is still the center of everything. Teresa, still not at the house. What are they talking about at breakfast? Teresa. And now, you know, Jackie, because she has to defend Margaret, which also I was like laughing too, because Margaret says that Dolores is Joe's second wife.
Yeah. That's like, been a thing though. That's his favorite.
Okay. Well, I just laughed because I'm like, maybe they are really close. This cast, I can't figure out, like, because it's like Dolores and Jen are supposed to be Team Trey.
Right. But Dolores kind of goes both sides. She's middle of the water. She sees both sides. She's always going to stick up from Tree because they're two girls from Patterson. And you know what? She doesn't have to be her parent. She doesn't have, she'll take Teresa. She's loyal. She's Italian.
She's from Patterson.
Yeah.
Right.
But I do like Jackie's like, I don't forgive Teresa for what she did. She's like, I just couldn't take it anymore in my life. I think Teresa is dangerous. I wanted to make amends because I lost 2 to 3 pounds over it.
Did she really say that?
Yeah.
Not 2 to 3 pounds. Oh my gosh. Do you think Teresa's dangerous? I feel like if they just,
I think she's volatile. And I
guess if you provoke her,
like Louie is dangerous.
I saw. Okay. You guys, we'll get there, but I saw.
We saw red. We red saw
flags. He red. Sent us 24 red flags as a present for.
Yeah. And then
I think if they all ignored Teresa though.
Yeah.
I think that they know without Teresa, they don't have a show. So it's like, we're constantly talking about her, but if you don't want to deal with her, why don't you guys try not talking to her?
But also
don't record a song. We don't want the song.
Part. I like that Marge like stood up for herself. She's like, you guys, she was fat shaming me last night. She said, I always eat dinner. Like nobody said a thing to that. You know, I mean, that's not fair. And Marge, I actually think that Marge and Teresa had a good conversation at the end of the episode, but Marge, I do think is like, you know, why would I want to take down her relationship? Why? It's not my goal to make her life miserable, but it is.
No, but she wants to rock the boat.
Absolutely. But that's what this TV show is about.
I mean, I get it. Listen, what did we learn about Marge this season?
She looks great in heels.
There you go. Okay. But I mean, the thing that Marge did this season was throw her mom a birthday party.
Yeah.
And then
She also had a gay pride party that didn't get aired.
And it was about as interesting as Antonia's Sweet 16, because we got a flashback for 10 seconds. Right. Okay. Like if you're not interesting, you're not getting the event.
I also loved that Marge's like she looked incredible going to bike ride, and everyone else is wearing Where was Teresa's workout clothes for this? Love, love, love. Everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
She should have brought them for them to wear to this part two.
She could have done it. I was laughing though. Have you done these before?
No. Have you?
I've done it twice. Once for a birthday party, one for my sister's bachelorette. One in Santa Monica and one in Denver, Colorado.
They have them in Santa Monica?
They do. But basically what they do is like, it's not as popular as like, I would say like they're becoming more popular. I probably did this like a while. Like this was probably like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, in theory, you're like, this is so fun. And then 5 minutes into you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. But then they like yell at you to bike, but they have a motor.
Oh,
so they can do like, they can take the whole thing. And it's like, yeah. So I'm paying money for this and I bike the amount of that I want a bike and I'm still paying you. Just take me to the next bar so I can go drink.
You just need to get a cable car one. They have these cable car ones.
I'm a Marge now. I'm sitting in the back. I mean, my feet are up. I'm like, I'm totally pedaling. I'm very good at this. And I'm not.
Melissa was bombed after the ride. Jen knocks her over.
She jumps on Jen. Jen falls over. She wasn't ready.
And then I also like
her Melissa dancing in the middle of the street. I was like, is she gonna get hit by a car?
Also, what was the outfit though?
And what was the dance move?
Right.
And then it was like the outfit had, she put in like a little bandana scrunchie, like, I'm in the West, y'all. You know, she just keeps thinking she's in the West.
She thinks she's in California.
Literally.
She from her 90 shooting, minute.
Wait, ride. Also selling Sunset. Just sorry, I'm going to left.
Christine Quinn
on Instagram.
Who
didn't go, said she had COVID, then was at a photo shoot with Melissa Gorga in Beverly Hills the next day.
Would it be for Marshalls? Marshalls?
Melissa Gorga?
That's how Sierra sounds when Melissa pops into her closet.
Fabletics, TJ Maxx, Home Goods.
I think you're right. Marshalls.
Yeah.
That's actually a good call. But Christine doing Marshalls, you don't even understand what that means because you've never seen an episode of the show.
Right.
But she would never. Okay. She's an Erica Jane wannabe.
They have a designer collection.
When you meet Christine, because you're going to watch an episode, when you meet her, you'll understand. You'll understand. Okay. Overhead presses.
Okay.
Okay. So then they go to Hattie B's and they're going to go have chicken. And Joe Gorga's like, hey guys, I'm 5'4". Just want to remind you. So we're going to hang our dicks out and see who can eat the most chicken. And like
Jennifer was disturbing. She's like, my husband will beat you. Come on, Bill. You cheated on me. You better win this chicken contest.
Like, he puts wasabi on sushi like it's butter. He'll beat them all. And then Joe's like refuses to lose. And he's like, you want to bow out right now too? And Bill is just eating the chicken like it's lunch and I'm hungry. And Joe's like, let's like both bow out. Yeah. Tie. Bill's like, okay, Joe. And did you hear she calls him a little bitch girl or a little bitch boy? But like she says it differently. So Joe's okay with it this time.
Right. And well, also Melissa goes to Teresa like, you were a psycho last night because she's had her drinks.
Yeah, she's feeling it.
And meanwhile, Frank is sipping on his orange cream vodka soda or it was like his drink orders. It's like
he does not care how sugary
orange cream vodka.
Probably takes like drinks. An orange, like a creamsicle.
Yeah, that's disgusting. I drink that in high school.
Wow, you're so cool.
That's what you think. You drink flavored vodka. I can never drink a Smirnoff flavored vodka.
Yet. I agree.
They're disgusting.
If I see raspberry vodka, Pavlov conditioning, man. Yeah. I immediately vom.
Have a watermelon Jolly Rancher again. Thanks, watermelon Smirnoff.
That's not okay. Or what about like vanilla flavor with Diet Coke?
This is exactly what I feel like he got. Like vanilla flavored vodka with orange soda.
Oh my God. Ooh.
Okay. Then Teresa goes over and texts.
I want to talk to her right now.
Yeah.
Right now. I'm going to go talk to her right now. Like,
oh God, you're so annoying. You're just so annoying.
And Marge starts crying. She's like, it's always on her terms. Like, and then I like how Marge circled back. She's like, think about what she did to me. She had my hair pulled purposefully. Yeah. And I was very quick to forgive her. And she's mad at me for asking some questions that are on social media about her boyfriend. Please. Like she physically assaulted.
I mean, agree. But it's like two wrongs don't make a right, if you will. Like, I just feel it's like Marge, and they've said this, like, Marge, stop asking her questions. Just don't. Okay. We'll get to the second part of the conversation. So then I'm like, things happened at the house and you rudely didn't show us. And you made us watch them sing for 20 minutes last week when we could have seen the drunken escapades that happened at the house after the bike ride.
Like Joe Gorga putting a stick in his mouth to
throw.
It was poison.
I know.
I was like, ew.
So also, Louie was literally like barfied at the place. At one point, Joe Gorga is taking like milk like a baby from a bottle. That's why he was being a little bitch.
Yeah, when Melissa was Lala, like feeding
Lala's
it to
coming
him.
In. Yeah.
Lala's like, how sharing dare you her I did it first?
Yeah.
So then we go to dinner and we're on a rooftop somewhere and Louie pulls Joe aside and says, you're like Teresa's dad now. And I want to get your blessing. And I'm like, for someone who didn't sign up to be a part of this, he seems to be signing himself to be in front of that camera often. What the hell was the jacket, by the way? Let's talk about the blazer with the glitter down the back. Did you see that?
he's very Jersey Shore to me. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay, he was in Karma fist pumping for sure.
Yes.
Beat up the beat.
This is, I think he did a good job, you know,
the only person I want to judge me is your sister. You know, I don't want to sound controlling, but I need your sister and I'm going to propose to her and I want your blessing because you're like the father. And I like what Joe was like, you know, I haven't asked you a lot of questions and I liked you when I first met you. And, you know, a lot of things are coming up from your past. Like, can you kind of explain it? And he's like, well, yeah. So I was divorced at 35. There was a lot of toxic relationships. There was
thirsty exes. The word he uses over and over is thirsty. I'm like, well, where are you pulling them out from? The well, Louie?
And then he was like, you know, I've made my own mistakes, but I wasn't abusive. And I've just spent all these nights manifesting the girl of my dreams, the right woman, and it's your sister. And I really want to make her happy. And Joe gets his blessing. If you make her happy, I'm going to support your marriage. And Frank knew right away. That's exactly what they were talking about, or proposing a hand job.
Well, those are obviously the only two options.
I do appreciate the way Louis went about this. I think he has read so many self-help books to be the man he's supposed to be, but I don't think that's his genuine true self. It's like literally there's something a little off about him,
his and textbook. He reads
a book to know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why he's a smart guy.
Is he smart?
I think he's very successful. I mean, he has a 50,000 square foot house. And Teresa's never going to have to work another.
Or 50.
I know.
You're telling me you're making more than Teresa is? Teresa's pulling in millions a year.
I'm curious.
Isn't he getting sued right now?
Yeah, but when you have money, people sue you for money.
Mm. You gotta have money to make money.
I got no money.
Don't sue me.
All this money is alleged, guys.
I can remember when I got my wisdom teeth pulled and I went under like the gas and I can't remember this. They told me this. And as I was like going, I said something to them like, please, I saw that movie where the girl was awake and they're trying to steal things from her. Please don't try to steal my credit cards. You'll owe money.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
You'll owe money. Like, what
movie was it?
It's like this. I think it was, I just like watched it recently. It was like the Jessica album. It was like Awake or something like that, where it's like her and like Hayden Christensen.
Unfamiliar.
I don't know. The doctor's like, you're funny. I was like, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
But also, I'm not lying.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not lying. I am poor. I have credit card debt. So please, if you steal them,
you're paying.
You're paying. Yeah. Okay. So then Teresa and Melissa decided to talk. And I felt like it was actually going well. And I'd kind of forgotten these moments, like with like the wreath with her for her, that Marge did for Teresa's mother.
Like, Teresa and Melissa, I think.
I'm sorry. Teresa and Margaret. Sorry. I apologize. Yes. So they go into talk. And did you remember all those things? Like, I just like, oh my God, they were close.
They were down at the shore. And no, I remember Marge used to kiss her ass because she wanted to be a part of the show. And she wanted to fit in and she knew the right people to stick along with. And you know what? Marge has been right about a lot of people, Siggy, Danielle, and probably Louie as well.
But I think what I was like, Teresa kind of saying like, but I'm not like, stop it. Like, I don't think you're coming to concern. And Marge presented it well, where she was like, well, I told you at the party, you need to get ahead of this. But then it was like, when she didn't, just drop it. Just drop it. Because all you're doing is Teresa's not smart enough to understand, like, when you're antagonizing her, she doesn't have like the wit to burn you with words. Like, she will fight you. She will go crazy. She will call you white trash and she will go below the belt because she doesn't have the right tools in her arsenal to handle these situations.
I felt like they had a nice conversation here.
But why did it turn all of a sudden? All of a sudden,
was nice at the beginning. Like, it was,
I agree.
It was, you know, Teresa starts crying. Like, I've been dealing with this for a year. I found someone I love and like, I just wanted to work. And I've been on the protect. I've been in protection mode. I've been on defense. And you know, and then Marge is like, I know, like, you know, I'm coming from a loving place. And then Teresa's just like, leave us alone.
Well, but I felt like something snapped. It was actually Marge that took it a little further. That was just kind of like when I was like, I felt like they were going somewhere well. And then it just was like, and well, then she
had so much ammo.
Like Tree was like, you're always coming at, or like, you know, you're always coming at me. And then she's like, okay, and vice versa. And then I was like, why are we so, whoa, what's going on? And then I couldn't even, like, I had to stop thinking about that because then Louie came in and was like, let me tell you about red flags and how abusers like to isolate their victims.
He's like, Louie's like, Marge is starving to sit in your seat. Like, let's get a jet. We're going home. I'm going home. I'm done. I'll work harder. You'll never have to work a day in your life. We'll live in a 50,000 square foot house. Let's get ice cream.
Like, that's what he said at the end, right?
Let's go get ice cream.
Is that right? Did I hear it right? I rewinded it multiple times. I was like, what?
How is that the closer?
We're going to get ice cream now? What is that code for something?
What do you think?
Like, I'll keep your seat, baby. Let's get some ice cream.
Teresa's,
you
want
mid chocolate chip tonight?
What is your flavor?
Pistachio.
Is it pistachio or a butter pecan?
A coffee. Haagen-Dazs coffee is good ice cream, by the way.
Coffee?
Yes.
Coffee. And put it in a wine glass, okay?
I mean, I think she's a cone girl, sugar cone.
Ooh, I like
a cake. I love a sugar cone. I love
sugar. Is a sugar cone the... No, I like a, oh, not the like, one that's like a point. The waffle one. No, I don't want the point one. I like the cake cone. And then I love a Rite Aid ice cream.
Two scoops of chocolate chip. What is it, like 99 cents or something? It's really cheap, right?
Yeah, it's like $2 for two scoops.
Yeah, it's so like a good deal.
I mean, Baskin-Robbins gold medal ribbon.
Oh, Baskin-Robbins. There used to be one across the street from my house.
And there used to be one down the street from my house.
Me and my old roommate, our friend, we would like sometimes just go there at like 9 at night and like, don't tell anyone. Then they opened something else. They opened a milk bar.
Oh, it's like sometimes you just want a good old fashioned phone though.
No, cool. Milk bar is dangerous.
Oh no.
It's dangerous. They're cereal. They have like a cereal frozen yogurt flavored. And then they'll throw like Captain Crunch on top of it.
No, just cereal milk.
Tastes like, I will take Cinnamon Toast Crunch. No, just like Captain Crunch cereal milk. And then they put Captain Crunch on top of it.
I got it. Oh, I see.
These cookies and you can get a cake. And honestly,
it's your birthday.
Honestly, the more food we talk about, I just think to myself, what are you doing? And that's an existential crisis for me. Was there anything else, I'm sorry, that you wanted to talk about in this episode?
No, we love you guys.
What do you think about the reunion for next week? The reunion looks so good.
It looks fire, baby. Fire.
For someone who's not supposed to yell, aka Teresa and her appendicitis, she seems to be yelling a lot. Joe Gorga, though, quote unquote, quitting the show. I'm like, I mean, I could see you getting aggravated about the situation, but we all know you're not quitting. This is your bag.
Yeah. I mean, you got stand-up comedy as well.
No. Oh, no, he stands up. I don't know what the comedy is, though.
Right.
All right. Well,
we love you guys. Give us 5-star only if you have nothing nice to say. Sit with us, but don't write a bad review. Love you.
Bye. Have a great week. Bye, everyone.